Joachim Wiersma, Small Grains Extension Agronomist, Small Grain Specialist, University of Minnesota.
Yeah, thanks, Joachim, for taking time to visit. I know you've been investigating low fouling number discussions in northwest Minnesota. What are you finding in your research?
Reports from the Crookston area towards Manoman, so basically the heart of the valley, we're getting some reports of low fouling numbers again, which would be a repeat from last year. And I was a little surprised when those reports first came because I didn't think we've had enough rain showers run through the crop yet to actually cause pre-harvest sprouting. So I did some digging and comparing to what happened last year. So in last year, and I shared some of this data over the winter, when we looked at varieties across the board in four of our trials, we didn't start seeing a drop in falling numbers, and only for the most susceptible ones, once we were well past four or five rain events. So last year in Humboldt, we had 1.3 inches total rain and four rain events between biological maturity and harvest, and we saw no decline in falling numbers. In Fergus Falls, the next best or worst location, we had just short of 4 inches of rain and already 12 little rain events and a couple of larger in that count of 12 that caused the initial decline of some of the most susceptible varieties to pre-harvest sprout. The ones that had good pre-harvest sprout resistance still were the same. And it got worse from there with Strathcona and Crookston. So if we stretch that to this year's data, I looked at the end-on records, and most of the crop in the Central Valley probably reached physiological maturity at the beginning, or basically the last few days of July, and through the first week of August, probably through the 5th. And in that period, since that time, so if we start using August 1st as a cutoff point, most of the area has had 3 to 5 rain events that were larger than what we had last year. But we've always understood that the number of rain events is more important than the total downpour, because it's the repeated wetting and drying that really breaks that dormancy and allows eventually sprouting. And so I'm still a little befuddled of why we see low falling numbers. One thing might be, and we talked about this last year, about late maturity alpha amylase. It went earlier in the end-on weather records. And in the third week of July, right around the 20th, the Northern Valley indeed got pretty cool, with some minimum temperatures indeed below the 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The Southern Valley, by the time you get to Hillsboro, it wasn't that cold. But anywhere north of basically Crookston, we see some temperatures indeed, you know, like in Humboldt, low of 47 and 46 in Roseau, 50s in Grand Forks. And so maybe, and it's still too early to say, I don't think we had any indication that any of our varieties last year were susceptible to late maturity alpha amylase. I think that's still the case, but we've had a cold snap in a time that it is possible to create late maturity alpha amylase. Bottom line is, for growers, basically two recommendations. The moment that crop reaches 18% moisture or lower, I would start cutting and dry it in a bin rather than letting it dry in the field and risking one more shower through there. And This may sound a little bit counterintuitive, but start cutting your fields that ripened the last, and so that have stood there the least amount of time, start cutting those first. And then look at the varieties, indeed, especially if those are varieties that have a poor score for pre-harvest sprouting. I would get those out first, and before I would start on the stuff that ripened earlier and already may have had gotten to the point where it sprouted.
So how much longer do you think until we for sure know what caused the issue? You're still going to keep digging into it, Joachim?
Well, one of the problems that we have is because of COVID-19, we're collecting a lot less quality samples. So we don't have as much data to work with, or we don't have as much samples to work with to start digging into this. Because this is, in a way, it's very difficult to do controlled experiments. You have to rely on yield trials and then pull those quality samples out of it and then look at the data that way. So it's not a controlled experiment. It is observational data. And once you have enough of that, you can maybe draw some conclusions. It's one of the reasons we do the pre-harvest sprouting test, because that we can repeat every single year in dew chambers and get reliable data.